Yom Rishon B'Shabbes, Parshas V'Aschanon, Shir 598. The Divrei Chaim from Tzanz was a tremendous Baal Tzedakah. And he had a hakpada that he wouldn't go to sleep if he had one pruta, one penny in his house. He got rid of everything by the end of the day. When he was nifter, the Chassidim wanted to write on the Matzeva that he was a Yachid B'Doiroi in the mitzvah of Tzedakah. There was nobody else in the generation that was like him. And his son, the Divrei Yecheskel, didn't agree. And he said something fascinating. He said, even though his father was a tremendous Baal Tzedakah, but he always knew that if he'll be missing money, the Hasidim will bring him more. But a person who doesn't have that, a person who's very tight, doesn't have so much money, and still he gives money to an ani, he gives money to Tzedakah with Mesiras Nefesh, he's considered a much greater Baal Tzedakah than his father, the Divrei Chaim. And therefore, you can't write Yachid B'Doirei B'Mitzvah Tzedakah. And this is a very, very interesting perspective that we have to understand. We're faced with various scenarios in life, and it's difficult for us. We're not able to be on the level that maybe we want to be. Zok the Divrei Yecheskel, you have to understand, when you're in a difficult situation and you push through, and you don't have a backup plan, a person does something that's challenging, it's very difficult for him. He is the Yachid B'Doirei. By the Rabbeinu Shleilam, it's about the effort. A person who has to put in more effort, a person who it's more challenging for, is considered much greater than another individual who seems to do more, but ultimately, it's not as much effort.